Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam, Wednesday's garbage day. Paul didn't know what day's garbage day by hand. Tried to move the garbage can. Damn, is it cold. And woo! I'm like, it's going to be 30 degrees colder than it is right now, which is already freezing once we get to Sunday for that Bears-Browns game. And that's going to be the case throughout the country. It already is. Let's bring in Nate Collins, talk about that a little bit, along with everything else. So the Green Light Podcast, which is presented by BetMGM. Dr. Facts, we still got a month of the regular season left, and the weather is already playing an impact in some of these games. You've done it. Tell us, what's it like playing around 0 degrees or even worse?
If you're not a person that can mentally block out real physical pain or things that you're enduring, it's going to be really, really tough. And this is what I tell people. Everyone, they think if you grew up somewhere, or like if you grew up in a cold climate area, that like you should be quote unquote used to the cold. But in reality, when it's cold outside, if you have loving and smart parents, they make you put on hats, gloves, layers. You're not out there sleeveless running around actively trying to tackle people or throw passes or do these type of things. And people have to realize when it gets to how cold it's going to be this weekend, you need more time to warm up. You need a lot more time to do certain things. And it's funny to see, it's going to be funny to see like how it impacts, but both of these teams are from cold weather cities. So they should have ways to combat this, but this will be a game where after every third or fourth down, you will see the teams running to the sideline to those heaters to warm up for the next possession.
I remember covering a couple Bears games that were 7-8 degrees or so. I'm in the press box freezing my nuts off. And I got guys like you on the field like, no sleeves. I'm like, these people are insane. Like, and I know there's always that teammate or two that says, we're not going sleeves. How does that conversation go in the locker room?
I mean, whatever makes you play comfortably, and I was always a guy, I did not care what anyone thought. If I felt cold and if I wanted to wear sleeves, I don't care if I look uncool. I don't care if you're ruining the swag of the D-line. Hey, if I'm not comfortable, I know it's something that's going to affect me mentally, so I'm not going to do it. So I was a guy that I would wear sleeves, or a lot of people's their little trick is, you got to lather up with a lot of Vaseline. And that helps you out a little bit, keep your body heat in when you're out there sweating and running around when it's below zero and the wind chill. It's really the wind chill. It's really the wind chill. Like, it's not so much of how cold it is. It's when you're out there and you feel that gust of wind come through your helmet, and it just like freezes your cheeks and the muscles in your face while you're playing. It's a lot sometimes.
Right off the lake, Chicago, Cleveland, too, makes it even worse. Okay, so for the listeners and viewers here, just to hammer this home, like, they're looking, okay, is there a betting angle? So, like, Tua's record, freezing temps at Pittsburgh Monday night. It's going to be damn cold, probably. You know, Goff is going to deal with the elements. Goff, the Lions' playoff lives might be on the line week 18 at Chicago, and maybe that's a night game, a primetime game, possibly. Like, going against guys in that sort of weather, do you think that's a thing, or is that just kind of been like, it's been random? Like, it depends what kind of team they're on.
I think it depends, and it's something where when it's cold like that, for wide receivers, it's the ball's harder. If that makes sense, like, the ball gets harder when it's cold out. So it in turns is harder for guys to catch passes. But I think when it gets cold like this, the teams that can run the ball successfully, they will be the ones that win these games. And I think teams want to try to impose their will when it's cold like this, because it is something where for defenders, you have to want to tackle in this type of weather. Like, we already see it. My biggest pet peeve right now in the game for defenses is defenders that think that they can tackle anyone with a shoulder and they don't wrap up. And right now, when it gets cold, if you're not wrapping up and making sure tackles, we're going to see a lot of teams either be successful at this or maybe lose games when it comes to tackling when it's really, really cold, because there is a different element to the game when you have to tackle guys when it's these type of temperatures out.
The Bengals are dead, so no Burrow in the playoffs. The Chiefs look dead, and I've been saying they're not going to make it, so maybe no Mahomes. And the Ravens are half suck, half hurt, and Lamar's clearly hurt. So you could have an AFC playoff picture without Burrow, Mahomes, and Lamar. Who's coming out of the AFC?
Duval!
3 seed.
Well, I mean, I picked the Pats, and then obviously I like the Jags. But yeah, like, I think the Jags, they're going to find their way in there. I don't know why you're shaking your head. The Jags, they've been playing amazing these past few games, and they're playing like a team that we're going the right way. We're going the right way in trajectory. We're playing, whether guys are injured, I think we really have guys coming back. Strange is a great addition that we have back in the lineup the past few weeks. And I just think, looking down these past few games, obviously we control our own destiny. And I like that feeling for the Jags right now, as well as the Pats. The Pats have, some big games coming up. Everyone thinks that they haven't really played anyone yet. But it's going to be interesting. And them versus the Bills coming up at the back half of the season or end of the season, it's going to be electric. I can't wait for that.
Is Howie Roseman going to draft a quarterback?
Ooh. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, why not? I mean, he's proven himself to be like an amazing GM, and I'm trying to think over the past few years where he's maybe quote unquote missed. So, like, if he did choose to draft a quarterback, I feel like he knows what he's doing and he's proven that. So it's one of those things where whether fans or people like it or not, they're just going to have to deal with it, because he's a guy that obviously he's proven that he knows how to pick players and quote unquote, what, finish puzzles, find the right puzzle pieces for his teams. And I think I don't think it would be any different if he did go out there to grab a quarterback.
Maybe we just follow this trend. You know, the Colts bring in Rivers. What's Michael Vick up to these days? Maybe just bring Vick back again to Philly. Can you imagine, Dr.
How about
Fax,
you, Nate?
Being 44?
You got a snap?
Can you imagine?
You got one?
Yeah, 44 no. years old. Come on back. Lace him up. You're 37. Imagine wanting to play at that level in that league at 44.
Yeah, we laugh in the studio, and it's just like, I honestly don't think I can probably get through, like, a full week of like in-season practice, like to even get to the game, like if I'm being honest. And like, shout out to Philip Rivers. He's actively coaching football. And the thing about quarterbacks is, as long as your arm has been quote unquote warmed up and just like hasn't been in the tank, which it seems like if he's a coach and he's coaching his son, who's a quarterback, he probably is throwing the ball every single day. So, and then all the stories coming out saying that his son's team that he's coaching, they're already running the Colts offense. So it's going to be interesting to see. But all I think about is the fact that not this game or even this game, if he gets thrown in the fire, he's starting out, he's playing against Seattle's defense and then Houston's defense. I almost feel like it's like potentially
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't even know the right terms, but it's just like, it's like some sort of domestic violence. Like, that's someone's grandfather. Like, I don't want to necessarily see him take a hit from like Al Shaeer or any of these guys. And like, that's a possibility of happening. And I can't imagine like how that possibly might look if one of these guys get a clean shot at him. And obviously that's part of football, and I just don't want to see something bad happen to a 44-year-old. I just feel like overall it might look bad for the game.
he's also a semi finalist for the class of 2026 Hall of Fame. If they activate him, he's got to reset the Hall of Fame clock, and then he would wait another 5 years to see if he's even gonna make it. I thought this was interesting. J.J. Watt tweets out yesterday, fun fact learned in production meetings. Philip Rivers ran the same offense as the Colts for his son Gunner's high school team this season. He and Shane Steichen spoke weekly about it, discussing plays and even film. So familiarity with the scheme should be no problem whatsoever. Yeah, that's not the issue. It's a 44-year-old man.
It's not the issue, but like, but honestly, to be frank, I just feel like it sucked that Riley Leonard, I think he got hurt a little bit, but as a Jags guy, I must say Riley Leonard, the spot that he was put in this past game, he actually played pretty decent. He had a touchdown call back on a penalty, alignment, assignment penalty. He had a few really good passes that honestly, if I am the Colts, like, it's dark days there for them, but you do have a running back that can take over games. And if your O-line can maybe get back to the way they were playing at the beginning of the season, you might not have to rely on the quarterback position too much. But I think with Riley Leonard, if he is healthy, even though they are bringing in Phillip Rivers, I think that kid, like, he will be good and he can help them potentially. I don't know what the Colts, obviously, they're still in the hunt right now. It's going to be hard for them, and they just have to figure out a way to maybe get a couple wins so they can sneak into the playoffs.
I thought about you Sunday night. I pictured you on the couch with your feet up, bucket of popcorn, watching the Texans defense, man, just having a ball, watching them go to work.
You know it. You know it, man. I just feel like it's going to be great just to see different teams in the playoffs. I think it helps the NFL, and I don't want to seem like I'm a Mahomes hater. I just feel like it's good to have a little bit of the playoff pitchers shaken up and not people feeling like, I think the outside in now being a fan and just hearing so many fans believe that there's a real script and how things are already written out. It's when we need more of Kansas City and the favorites not making to the playoffs, so that maybe that thought and that mindset for some of these fans all will leave and not feel that way, because I think that's how they feel. And they feel like, hey, Mahomes, they're always going to put Mahomes in because of the ratings or this and that. So hopefully they don't make it so that some of those narratives can die out.
Couple more minutes here, Nate Collins. Do you have a pick on New England, Buffalo, Green Bay, Denver, or any other game? Jacksonville laid a monster number this weekend.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the Panthers versus the Saints. The Panthers, in a sense, control their own destiny, battling with the Bucs right now. I mean, if the Panthers, imagine at the end of the year seeing the Panthers at the top of the division. I feel like unless you're in Carolina, no one picked that or seen that. I know Chris Long is a huge Bryce Young fan and stand, so like he's excited about this, but I just feel like Shuck, the way he's playing, he has a little momentum down there in New Orleans, and it'll be interesting to see if the Panthers can keep that spot. They're tied for first right now, and the Bucs, I feel like they're not playing good ball right now. So this is the time if they can maybe not slip up in a game where you're supposed to win and you end up lose. It's going to be interesting to see what the Panthers can do these last couple of games for their division.
We got like a minute left. If you were a player on this Notre Dame team and your program decided we're not going to go to a bowl game, how would you feel about that?
I'm pissed because I'm just thinking about the money. That's what I'm really like. If we're not going to play in a game, if we're not going to the college football playoffs, all these NIL deals, it's funny to think about. Like, I feel like they're predicated on maybe bonuses or whatever it is to make a bowl game or play in a bowl game. And I just never thought about it. If the school ends up being like, oh, we're not going, I wonder if that's potentially taking money out of some of these kids' pockets because they're not playing in that extra game or whatever it may be. But I feel like it's sour grapes. Like, you guys seem like sore losers, and it sucks because realistically the kids, they obviously have no say in it. I just feel like the way how fast they put out that they weren't going to go, unless they told the kids before the game, which I find like they wouldn't. Hey, if we lose this game, we're not going to a bowl game. I don't see them saying that. So I just feel like it's messed up, and they look bad. They look bad. Join a conference. This won't happen. Stop being greedy with TV rights. This won't happen.
Nate Collins, Greenlight Podcast. Thank you for jumping on. Enjoy your birthday weekend. Hope you got some. I'm sure you got some fun stuff planned. All right. Always, Nate Collins. There, we'll talk to him next week right here on the show. And speaking of Notre Dame, talk about Marcus Freeman. Man, his name's being connected to a lot of NFL jobs right now. A little uncomfortable in South Bend. That's next here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.